We just had a therapy session with our next guest. He's the head football coach over there at South Point High School. He is Coach Bobby Collins, and good morning to you, Coach.
Good morning, guys. Glad to be here. Glad to be here.
Thanks for being here.
You were really helping us before the microphones turned on just about how we as parents, when our kids compete in no matter the sport, kind of what our role is as parents, because they have a coach.
Without a doubt.
But parents sometimes want to be their kids' coaches.
Without a doubt. And it happens on every level from peewee to the NFL. You know what I mean? Just be the parent. Be the parent. Let the coaches coach. They love doing it. And for most time, that's what they get paid to do.
Can Ashley and I just come over there at South Point one day and just sit down and just tell you our problems? And
It'll be therapy for me. I need new faces in the building.
Okay.
Always good to have new faces in the building.
But we'll do it after the Football City USA kickoff.
Let's do that. Yes. Yeah, that's a big one. That's a big one coming up.
It's the 8th annual WRHI Football City USA kickoff powered by Champion Services. It is tomorrow, August the 15th, right there at District 3 Stadium in the heart of Football City USA. The South Point Stallions, they'll play at 8:30. They'll take on the Palisades Pumas. That game is presented by AirTech Heating and Air. And Coach, we'll get to the X's and O's of that game in a minute. But walk us through what the last couple of weeks have been like for the South Point Stallions, especially since you now put on the pads.
Oh, man, I think the key word for us right now is rain. It's been raining every day. So, you know what I mean, just trying to navigate around that. We've been blessed, not a lot of lightning, so that, you know, we didn't have to miss practice. But the rain has definitely changed the atmosphere a little bit. But I think the blessing is that we haven't been dealing with a lot of heat. So the rain has kind of been cooling off, and we've been getting a window between maybe 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock to still get practice. But it just does something to the facilities with all the rain.
Well, it becomes another opponent.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
But
correct.
My dad would always say, the other team is playing the same conditions.
That's right. You gotta play
it. Gotta prepare for war in a time of peace. Got to. So, you know, for us, it's been good. You know, our kids, you know, they've been working at it since January. So being able to get ready to compete, it was sore for us to lose last year in the Upper State Championship, a game away from it. So I think our kids are ready for this moment, ready for the senior class. For me, this is year 4. So these seniors been here since I've been here. So it's special for everybody.
Is that driving the team this year, losing in the Upper State, do you feel like?
Yeah, I think, you know, I don't think so. I think, you know, that's Rock Hill. It's like Football City USA. I'm sure the other two head coaches, when they came in here, like, you know, our number one component is Rock Hill. Our number one opponent is Rock Hill. So our kids, you know, compete because that's what they've been doing since they've been 5. Football is played at a high level in here, from little league to middle school to high school. Everybody has aspirations to go play on Saturday and Sunday because that's what we do here a lot in the city. So I think in Rock Hill, you know, competing and effort and attitude at practice, that's never an issue.
What's the personality of your team? Tell our audience, if they're not familiar with South Point football, kind of what to expect this year, the players, your offense, your defense. Just walk us through some of your playbook.
We're fortunate. We got a lot of returning starters. You know, Cam McMillan for us at the quarterback. This will be his second year starting for us. Then you have on the offensive line, Brandon Williams and Anthony Baxter. Anthony is committed to the University of South Carolina, so expecting big things out of him. At the wide receiver spot, Daylon Duncan led us last year in receptions and touchdowns. But Caden Vassell, Malik Ratliff, Caden Watkins, you know, we got multiple guys that can do multiple things. You know, Jazavian Currents is you know, number one player in the state of South Carolina, also committed to the University of South Carolina. So you can see him do everything for us, kick a ball, snap a ball, run the ball, throw the ball. You know, he's that kind of competitor. He's that kind of kid, you know, but he's humble. So he's fun to watch as a coach, real fun to watch. On the defensive side of the ball, you know, Miles Wilson, defensive lineman, be a 4-year starter for us as well. You know, strong, big, vocal coach on the field, along with Seth Tillman. A guy that has multiple offers, you know, going in his junior year. At the linebacker spot, you know, K.J. Berg and Daquan Evans have been playing for us really solid this year. C.J. Weary at the corner spot. Mm-hmm. Caden Watkins on the other side. Zamir Gordon at the free safety. Currents at the strong safety. I mean, we're blessed. I'm not complaining about having players because we got some. You know, that's just – but, again, it's a Rock Hill thing. Nobody – no head coach can come in here – and complain about the players in their program because, you know, it's a standard that has been set a long time ago. You know, do we have a lot of delusional people in town? We do. I mean, that's a part of it, but it's because they love the game of football. They love the game of football, and it's not a like, it's a love. A lot of places that I worked at, they like it. So after a game on Friday night, they'll talk trash about the coaches. Saturday morning, they wake up and watch college football, and it's over. You know, in Rock Hill, they're upset until the following Friday.
That's true.
And you're going to know about it. You know, I give every rookie football coach, you know, the example, like, hey, stay off of Facebook, stay off the blogs. Yeah. Like, it'll put you in a mode of depression, you know? So my coaches always say, Coach, I can't believe you spoke to that person after what they said about you on Facebook. I said, I don't read Facebook, so I don't know. So I'm the same guy. So, but, you know, our kids and our community, they love football. And if you've been on both ends of the spectrum, if you've been to places that like football, and then you at places like South Point, Rock Hill, and Northwestern, you're going to always choose Football City USA if you're a competitor. Like, what I think the fans don't know is that the coaches want to win just as bad as you guys do, and along with the players. So I tell my parents all the time, don't co-sign on the bad things you see in the community. Just, you know, stay behind your child, because the difference in football in high school, like, you'll be upset, but the next day you go to work. Your boss can say something to you that you don't like. You're going to go home and get mad in your car, but you show back up to work. So don't allow your kid to quit, because athletics teaches them perseverance. Yeah. It teaches them, like, yo, you got to get through a tough time. If you don't like your situation, then change it for the better. But it's you know, the change ain't going to be easy.
Well, so, and I know that kind of brings up a good point, too, because, you know, you do have a lot of kids that have committed, or that school, you know, multiple schools are looking at many of your athletes. But you also have to keep your mind right and your mind on the prize. That prize meaning you got to win the game on Friday night.
Without a doubt.
So how do you go about practice from week to week? And, you know, maybe if you lose, or maybe if you did have a big win, okay, you got to relish, or you got to figure out what to do different, but then we're on to the next.
Oh,
how,
man,
do you do that as a coach?
You know, I think, and I, you know, kudos to him. I think in 2008, when Bobby Carroll took the job, he started that standard. Mm-hmm. And what's fortunate for me, Coach Gerald Dixon played at South Point, left there, played at the University of South Carolina, you know, is back in town doing well for himself, and is on our staff. So he's the constant reminder of, hey, listen, this is the standard here at South Point. We are expected to win. It won't be any egos in the locker room. Everybody will be treated the same. The level of accountability is there. So for me, it's easy as a head coach, because when you have former players on staff that have won there, that have graduated and went to college and now are back home to pour in the community, it makes you successful. It makes the locker room controllable. And I think what's different at South Point, when our kids hit the field for practice, offers don't exist. Everybody's treated the same. Everybody play at a high level, and all the players, you know, will hold themselves accountable. So if, again, Kearns being the highest, you know, ranked player on our football team right now, if he messes up from the third string running back, he'll call him out on it. But what Kearns won't do, he won't, you know, get in his feelings about it. He owned up to it. And the level of accountability is just different in the program right now. So as a head coach, I'm excited about it.
Well, it's another real world scenario, right?
Exactly.
There. You will receive criticism, and you just, yes, got it.
And got to move on.
We got to move on.
Got to move on.
That project is due at the end of the day.
That's it.
Coach Bobby Collins is with South Point High School. They'll take on the Palisades Pumas this Friday, tomorrow, August the 15th, at the 8th Annual WRHI Football City USA Kickoff, powered by Champion Services. Their game kicks off at 8:30, and that is presented by Air Tech Heating and Air. And size up your opponent there, the Palisades Pumas.
Coach Simmons does a really good job. His team will be big. They'll be physical. They'll be strong. You know, Charlotte football is really good. You know, so we always want an opponent that maybe we wouldn't see, but, you know, that are friends of the program, that each program can be able to get better. But I expect for them to be tough, to run the football a lot. They'll be pretty big. He has multiple Division I recruits on his team as well. So we want to make sure the competition level is really high for us. The goal is, one, to start on time at 8:30, and two, that, you know, no players get hurt. So I think the dynamic of how you guys do to set this up for us, we're excited about it.
All right, go ahead and get your tickets now. FootballCityUSAKickoff.com. You're going to see the Bearcats, the Trojans, and the Stallions all in action. Ashley counted it up. It's about 5 hours of football for $11. Mm-hmm. It's
six teams. Can't beat it.
Yep.
Can't beat it.
Eighth annual WRHI Football City USA kickoff powered by Champion Services tomorrow, Friday, August the 15th at District 3 Stadium here in the heart of Football City USA. Coach Bobby Collins, we'll see you out there on the field, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.